Welcome to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with Rebecca Hall Greider. In our program each week, we provide the tools, ideas, and encouragement to help you move ahead on your journey, becoming a more powerful and impactful woman in your own life. Now here's your host, Rebecca Hall Greider.
Welcome, everyone. I hope that you're having an amazing day. I'm thrilled and honored to be connecting in with you. I can't believe how quickly the summer is going. We are already here and towards the end of August, and I hope that your summer has been powerful for you, and you have found opportunities to step forward and to shine and share your gifts and your talents with the world. One of the things we've been focusing on in July and August, and we started in June, we have this consistent theme of wanting to support you to really shine, take center stage in your life, really step forward, bring your gifts and talents forward. Now is your time. It's not someday. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is your life, and you are especially needed during times like we are facing as a country, we are facing as a community, we are facing globally. So I want to encourage you to let us walk beside you, support you, pour into you today to encourage and empower you to step forward, to take center stage, particularly as a leader, stepping into your leadership, helping set goals, lead others, encourage others, bring their gifts and talents forward while you are stepping forward too. We have amazing experts that are joining us today that are going to pour into you with wisdom, insight, tips, different ways you can look at things to help bring forward all that you are called to bring forward. So I hope you're excited, leaning in. That's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing us all leaning in with excitement and anticipation for what we will learn today, what will be poured into us. And here's the thing, leaders out there, or those who are looking to step into leadership, this is a time for you to be poured into. So often as leaders, we're leading. We're out front. We're continuing to help bring things forward. Well, right now, during this time together, I want to encourage you, be present. Be willing to be uplifted, to be poured into. This is your time to receive. Leaders give so much. Let us pour into you to receive. Feel us coming alongside you to support you as a leader. So then when you go back out into the world, you're able to do so empowered, encouraged, and I hope refreshed and uplifted as you move forward. So choose to be fully present. Sit and receive. Resist the urge to multitask and do things on the to-do list during breaks. Choose to stay fully present to receive everything that is here for you. And I know there is something here for you by the very nature that you tuned in. It's not an accident. I know there is something that will serve and support you. So be willing to receive it. Be open. And in fact, to help with that, let's take a deep breath together. In through the nose, out through the mouth, like you're pushing air out through a straw. Beautiful. Take another breath in, out. And I invite you to close your eyes. You're absolutely safe. That can help us become focused and not distracted and be able to hear better sometimes when we close our eyes and take a moment to listen. You're absolutely safe. And put one hand on your heart, one hand on your head as reminders to bring all of you in, not just part of you, all of you, mind, body, soul, and spirit. As you're breathing, this kind of breath helps you take a moment to catch up with yourself. We can move so quickly, pulled so many different directions. We can miss what is being shared with us. We can miss being present in the moment. So this is your moment. It also helps lower stress levels, cortisol levels, helps us release that which does not serve, creating room, space, clarity, oxygen throughout our bodies so we can truly hear, be present, have clarity, and receive. So in this space, as we are taking a moment to breathe, pause, and receive, I want to ask a question. What is it that you need? What is it today, real time, that you need to encourage you, support you, uplift you? What do you need to help you on your journey? I'm going to add another piece to this, especially leaders. Sometimes we're so accustomed to leading, moving things forward. We don't always stop to check in and see what we need and being willing to receive it. Sometimes it's a stretch to receive. So what is it that you need and are willing to receive? Unattached to how, we're not figuring out how right now. We're just identifying what you need and are willing to receive. Great. Okay. Let's come back into the room. Another deep breath. Eyes open. Fully present. Wonderful. I want to encourage you to take a moment and write down what was laid on your heart, what it is that you need and are willing to receive. This helps you keep it top of mind, co-create it, keep it right in front of you, because we can get distracted by the next to-do list item or by shiny objects or being attached to how we think the answer will come. And I want to encourage you to write down the need, not the how, the need, what it is that you need and are willing to receive. And then look forward with great excitement and anticipation, the wonderful and unexpected way that need is met, in a way you never even imagined, never saw coming. But you celebrate it. You're actively on the lookout, waiting for that need to be met. We have an amazing expert that is going to pour into us and support us and empower us to tapping into things from a little different perspective in embracing our leadership. So I'm really excited to introduce her to you. Charlotte Allen is a speaker, a sought-after leadership consultant, and she's on a mission. I love this. I always love to know people's missions because she has accepted this mission. We have choices about saying yes or no to missions. And she has says yes. She is on a mission at Rebel Success for Leaders to bring out unconventional solutions in every team and every company she works with. She feels that genius is there and she wants to bring it out. She has a PhD and over 20 years experience working with companies and teams to help them find new levels of success. In her leadership position with Kraft and iconic brands, like working on projects like a redesign of Kraft mac and cheese, packaging solutions for Oreo, which I love Oreos, Maxwell House and Triscuit. And she's passionate about helping you step into your rebel success. Please lean in and warmly welcome the powerful rebel leader, Charlotte Allen, to the show. Welcome!
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're very welcome. Thrilled to have you joining us today. Now, can you share a little bit about this mission that you are called to bring this forward, to bring out that rebel leader in others and that those unconventional ways of looking at things? Can you share a little bit about where that started and why that's become a mission for you?
Sure, I'd love to. Rebel Success is kind of a catchy title, but it really speaks to the mission. So I believe there's a rebel in all of us. And how I define that is that's your inner essence or your characteristics that make us unique and from where our unique and unconventional ideas and solutions come from. It is something that's very personal and it's something that makes us very passionate about, you know, what we're doing. But sadly, only about 36% of professionals feel empowered to perform their best work. 36%. Mm. And those who feel their voice is heard at work are nearly 5 times more likely to perform their best work and to be successful. Wow. So that sets a really big gap, right? That there's, we all have this rebel uniqueness that we're passionate about, but we are not bringing it, you know, out into the world. And even if it's not your professional world, you're not bringing it out in your volunteering world either. So my mission is that gap. My mission is to show more people how to do this, to teach them how to sort of nurture their rebel, and to teach them how to shine in ways that allow them to be successful, to inspire them, and to empower them to be their best.
Beautiful. Well, and I was just thinking about that huge gap. To me, when I hear that, I'm thinking, wow, so much of the world is missing out on what could be brought forward, on this amazing talent, amazing passion, amazing way of looking at things. And it's being missed out by organizations, missing out on it in our own personal lives and on teams. And being able to close that gap makes a huge difference in an organization. And I would think for the leader too, because they're able to bring more of themselves forward, and the teams they're leading bring more of themselves forward. Do you find when you start to close that gap and you start to help people make that shift, does their energy go up, their creativity go up, that it becomes easier, or do you find it's harder at first? How does that look and feel for them?
I think at the beginning, it's a little difficult because mm-hmm. this is our passion. It's almost like birthing a child, right? So, mm-hmm. so it's very close to us. So at the beginning, it's a little challenging. But I think mm-hmm. once you understand sort of how to do it and you understand how to nurture it, then it is like the floodgates open up, and it is almost as if it takes on a life of its own. You know, you're mm-hmm. a rebel, and now you have a revolution. That's kind of where it goes.
I love it. Beautiful. So I hope that encourages anyone who maybe is in a little bit of a transition there to know that once you kind of shift more into that space, it does take on a powerful life. That's how I'm hearing that, a powerful life of its own. And I know as part of your mission, you've been led to write a book and to bring that forward. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about the book, what it's called, when people can look forward to seeing it, being able to get a copy. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Sure. The book is called Rebel Success for Leaders, Lead, Grow, and Sell Fearlessly. So nice. I'll tell you when, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about it. So it will be out September 16th. Mm-hmm. Super exciting. And we will be on the usual Amazon sort of Barnes & Noble channels. So that's where you can find it. What I talk a lot about in this book, rebel success doesn't happen in a vacuum. So when we have this picture of this rebel in our mind, sometimes we think about a singular person on something like a motorcycle or on a mountain peak or doing something singular. Rebel success does not happen in a vacuum. We have to be great at leading others. We have to be great at growing our own skills, as well as those of our team, group, you know, organization, if we have one. And we need to be able to sell our ideas. Essentially, what we're doing there is we're selling our passions to other people at a stage when they may not be well-defined. So we have to be fearless, absolutely fearless.
Beautiful. And I love that, because fear can be a reason people shrink back. And I love that your book is helping them a step forward and do so in an empowered way and do so fearlessly. Do you mind sharing a little bit of how they can step into that fearless space?
Sure. So fearless is fun. I'll plant that mm-hmm. seed right now. Being fearless.
I like that.
being fearless. is really a lot of fun. And I think that one of there are three things that I talk about when I talk about being fearless. And the first is when you move from what is unknown to what is known, because that's really the fear, is not knowing, right? So one of the first transitions you need to have is going from what you don't know to what you do know, right? So Suzanne gave a great example of that. How do you go investigate? How do you get more data? How do you uncover those things that you don't know you need to know, right? So that's one step. The second step is a term that I'll use that's called radical transparency. So it is about you sharing, like, everything, and it's about the folks that you've chosen to bring in to give you input, sharing everything with you. So it is truly about that, not holding back. It's not your pay grade. It's not your, you know, level. That's not what you hear in the organization, or that's not what I share with you because I don't know you that well, right? It is really about radical transparency. It's about fearlessness. And the third thing is about influencing with value. So it's really that's about how do I not influence for the purpose of my betterment or for the success of my idea, but how do I influence so that I am sharing value with the world, with this other person, with this other organization? You know, how do I do that? So those are the things for me that are fearless.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, because I think some fear is something that, especially with all the transition that's been going on, as we're facing times where so much is shifting and so much is changing, that fear can get triggered. So I appreciate you sharing a little bit about that. And I wanted to go back to a couple things. One, about the book. So we're very excited that it's coming out. I want to make sure everybody heard the date, September 16th. So please, everybody, mark it on your calendar. What a powerful September, right? Both of these amazing books available on the 16th. Charlotte's powerful book will be available on Amazon for the special rate of $1. So you want to make sure you mark that date on your calendar, because it'll be that rate for the first 24 to 48 hours. So here's your opportunity to add this amazing book to your library and these powerful information insights. So I encourage you to watch for the posting in social media. You can find it on Amazon. We're going to be sharing that as well. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you mark the date. And then I'd love for you to share, Charlotte, a little bit about how we can discover more about our rebel leadership types. You know, how are we as a rebel leader? Where can we learn more about that? You have so much amazing information in the book coming out about that. I'd love for you to share a little bit about that with our amazing listeners.
The rebel types. Yes. We all have some rebel in us. And what I have learned throughout the years is that we all can distinguish those characteristics around four different types. And in the book, I talk about those. And we are also going to be offering to folks who purchase the book an opportunity to evaluate themselves around what those characteristics are. And I'm a big believer in an evaluation is a great thing, but only if I can do something with it, right? So how do you then move forward with that knowledge? How do you understand how to take the next step? If you want to take the next step, right? So how do we share with you what it is your characteristics are, and how do we then share with you how to do the next step? So that's a bit about the rebel rating, which will come out to the world with the book, and I'm very excited about that too.
I am too. I'm smiling for anyone who can't see that or hear that. I'm smiling. I think it's brilliant and excited. And I found I also had the privilege of getting an advanced copy of Charlotte's book too. And there was so much great insight and information. And as a leader, having the opportunity to explore and try on some of those different ways of being a leader, and even thinking about the other leaders in my life and how we're not all the same. And there is a brilliance in that. So as we think about your book, is there anything you want to share about the cover? Because I know there's just covers are so important to the books we bring forward. Any shares about your cover?
So the cover is a bridge. Mm-hmm. And you are looking from one side to the other on the cover. And that really spoke to me for a couple of reasons. First is we're always going from the current place to the next, right? Whatever the next is. And so for Rebel Success, it's about how do you progress your Rebel Success, you know, life? How do you nurture those ideas? How do you grow them? How do you learn to sell and be successful and have fun doing it fearlessly, right? So the bridge really has a lot of imagery meaning for me. And then the second is because being a rebel, when you're strong in some of the characteristics, you often are unique in a group setting. And so you tend to be the one who needs to be able to translate or to go from one bit of knowledge to the other, or from one set of criteria to another, or from one part of your organization to another part of your organization. So the bridge has a lot of very strong imagery meanings as it relates to Rebel Success.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. And I feel like so often we don't have an opportunity to know the author's perspective on the cover, or why it was selected, or what the meaning is. So I appreciate that, because I know it's something a lot of thought and care goes into. As we get ready to go to our next commercial break, did you have a final thought or share that you wanted to bring to the awareness or the attention of our listeners, either something about your book or something to just on your heart to share with them to step into their Rebel Success?
I would say that this is very possible. It's very much within your grasp. It is something within you, so you don't have to reach outside of you to get it. You may need some outside of you steering to help you navigate it to its fullest expression. But the thing that I want to leave you with is you just need to take one step every day. I know that in my business, whenever I'm thinking about, or in my life or my career, whenever I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, there's so much, or how do I do it, or how do I get started? It's just one step every day. Sometimes it's a big step, sometimes it's a baby step, but just go. Just go.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it. And I love how that dovetails so nicely into what Suzanne was saying, start. So now
I know.
I know it's so beautiful. And now take those steps consistently, a step every day, and you get there. And I think sometimes we do make it more difficult or overwhelming than it needs to be, and just break it into a step and take a step and keep taking a step, and we get there. So beautiful reminder. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, listeners, as we go to our next commercial break, I want you to think about, what are some of those steps? So we have the start. We have a big goal. What are some steps that you can take to start moving things forward? And maybe you have several things that you're working on. You can have different pieces of paper for the different projects and then prioritize and choose. But what step are you going to take? We're going to take this next commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to let you know how you can connect at a deeper level with both of our amazing guests, and we're going to share an important reminder for you. So make sure to stay tuned, enjoy these next 2 minutes, and we'll look forward to talking to you in just a moment.
Now back to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives.
Welcome back, everyone. We were picturing you working on your papers behind the scenes, and I hope that you had some great insights and some of those where we're just going to start and some of those key next steps. I wanted to really quickly go around the room so each of our guests can let you know how to connect with them and go deeper. Charlotte, can you share quickly how they can go deeper with you as well?
Sure. Website is rebelsuccessforleaders.com. You can find that same Rebel Success for Leaders on LinkedIn as well as Facebook. You can also find me on LinkedIn under Charlotte Allen. And there's a button, of course, on the page to contact me directly, or you can email charlotte@rebelsuccessforleaders.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And Charlotte's amazing book, Rebel Success for Leaders, will be available on September 16th. So make sure to put that on your calendar. You can have an amazing September with these powerful books added to your library. They're both going to be available for that first 24 hours. That special rate of $1. And as you get ready to go back out into the world, I want to encourage you to bring the amazing gift of who you are out into the world. Take those steps. Be willing to share your gifts. Be willing to bring them forward. And may you bloom, lead, and shine. Have an amazing week, everyone. We'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you for joining us this week for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Rebecca Hall-Greider, next Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. And join us for a replay of the show every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have a beautiful week, and may you always bloom where you're planted and shine.